All of us are compos mentis. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California. All of us are compos mentis. Compos mentis, that's the quality of having a healthy mind. All of us have a healthy mind, but we are besieged by the opportunity to not have a healthy mind. And how do we let ourselves be besieged by that? Well, we're besieged by that by every thought that is thought by ourselves and every thought that we allow ourselves to think about. Our brains are designed to be social, says the best-selling social scientist writer Daniel Goleman, and they catch emotions the same way we catch colds. This was explained in an article in the AARP, January-February 2007, by Mark Matusik. And in that article, he points out how, though we have thought that the brain didn't do much, it didn't change much, that scientists who research the brain by putting testers on it to see what is going on when it has certain emotional impacts, and they were surprised to find many very interesting things taking place. It's a breakthrough in the neuroscience, and the experts believe the brain activity while we're in the act of feeling and the findings about these things are really astonishing. Our brains constantly pick up messages we're not aware of, prompting reactions, including illness, in ways never before experienced. All of us know how many people irritate us, and how many people delight us, and how many people make us surprised and do things to our emotional balance. And there are times that we say, I went higgly-piggly, you know, I went unbalanced, helter-skelter. I just went every which way in my thinking, all over the shop, here, there, and everywhere, capriciously, chaotically, aberrations. Oh, total non-compos mentis. And by the word, that word, Latin word, in law it means not mentally competent to understand what is happening and to make important decisions of a legally incompetent mind. Insane, unsound, not in one's right mind. And basically, it's not having mastery of one's mind. Now, how do we have mastery of our mind? Well, we can choose the circumstances and the environment in which we place ourselves. The brain itself is social, they tell us, and one person's inner state affects the drives of another person. We actually catch other emotions like a cold, the writer tells us. The notion of relationships as pharmaceutical is a new concept. And one man was telling about how when his aged mother was taking care of younger people, how she actually became younger by her association with them and by her joy with them. And others, anger-prone people, for example, can infect themselves with calmness by spending time with mellow people, absorbing less aggressive behavior and thereby sharpening social intelligence. A key to understanding this is something called the mirror neurons. Neurons whose only job is to recognize a smile and make you smile in return, or the opposite. This is why when you're smiling, the whole world does indeed seem to smile with you. A group with a case of giggles, we've all seen that. It's a case of the mirror neutron at play at work. We are really quite some fantastic people. Stress produces a harmful chemical called C-O-R-T-I-S-O-L, cortisol, which interferes with certain immune cell functions. Positive interactions prompt the body to secrete oxytocin, O-X-Y-T-O-C-I-N, the same chemical used during lovemaking, boosting the immune system and decreasing the stress hormones. It's really quite something. my brother-in-law, Bill McMahon, was getting along in years. He's up in his 80s. And when his little goddaughter, when his little grandchild comes to visit him, he is just pumped full of life. He sparkles and he has a reason for doing things. And she says, "Now, Grandpa Bill, you go to bed. Now, Grandpa, you come up." And she calls him by whatever name she chooses. And he just minds her like a wonderful guy. Now, if his wife would say, "Time for your nap, sweetheart," he'd say, "Arr, arr." When Samantha says, "Time for your nap, Daddy Bill," he just says, "Okay." And then she covers him up, and he goes right to sleep and is happy as can be. We don't realize how little children in our life, how important they are in setting up the chemistry that makes us better and better and better. This girl is like a vitamin for me, one writer said. Being with her actually feels like a kind of elixir. The most important people in our lives can be our biological allies. Yes, it's something for us to think about. It's something for us to think about in what we do to our environment and what others do to our environment. Now, we don't have to let it happen to our environment. We can immediately take charge and say, "Hey, I'm whole and perfect, I'm fantastic, I'm filled with love and joy and peace," and then we are. Or we can feel that intangible something tugging at us and pulling us down or telling us things that we don't really believe about ourselves. And when it does, my goodness sake, we're getting into all sorts of trouble. The writer says we should put down our emails, we should put down our telephones, our cell phones, and so forth, and look fully into the face of the people that we're talking to, and give them the feeling that they're being experienced by us, which is basic for them to have anything happen. It's a wonderful thing. Empathy, says Goldman, is the prime inhibitor of human credulity. Cruelty of human cruelty. Empathy is the prime inhibitor of human cruelty. And our social brains are wired for kindness. It's an aberration of our being to be cruel. Really, we should think about that. We think our brain stops producing and stops growing and stops doing things as we age. They have found that our brains never stop evolving. Stem cells manufacture 10,000 brain cells every day till you die. Social interaction helps this neurogenesis. The brain rises to the occasion and moves you to challenge it. This is something quite important for all of us. I've made a comment or two from this article. You might like to find it in the AARP January-February 2007 edition, because it's quite charming as it reads through the whole thing. We want to live a life of balance, a life of sanity, a life of equanimity, stability, composed, harmonious, compos mentis, the quality of having a healthy mind. And all of us are compos mentis. All of us have this healthy mind. Whenever we feel that helter-skelter, higgly-piggly attitude going on in us, we're unbalanced, stop and take a deep breath. In fact, if you'll take a deep breath 3 times and let it out very slowly, 3 times, miracles will happen in your life. You'll immediately be possessed only by your own balance, your own harmony, your own joy. Try it out. You'll see that some mighty fine things happen when you take time to balance yourself. It's easy to let go and be irritated. It's easy to feel that the world is picking on us. And, of course, people who feel the world is picking on them, little by little, become non-compos mentis. They no longer have mastery over their mind. And we choose to have mastery over our mind. And as we choose to have mastery over our mind, we do so by thinking positive thoughts, by taking 3 deep breaths when we have tension and anxiety that gets a hold of us and wants to shake us to pieces. We establish our own harmony, our own equanimity, our own balance, And we do this by our own choice, every moment of our life. Is this something you'd like to do? It's sure something I do regularly. And I do this with everyone that I meet. And sometimes I'm so balanced and so harmonious that other people forget that they were upset and wanting to say something that was upsetting. And because I didn't let it in me, they had no place to pour it. And so it just went off, poof, into nothingness. And then they had taken their three deep breaths in the process. Don't you understand? That doesn't matter. Now, I think the world is wonderful. Just try it. Just try it. You think I'm joking? You try it. Anxiety, three deep breaths, peace. Have a lovely day. And know that in every way, I see you like I see me. Compass mentis. In the quality of having a healthy mind. All of us have it. And so do you, and so do I. I love you. I love you. I love you.